Mother Rogues, Father Rogues, and fellow local and long-distance non-residential parents. This is Christina Miller, your handy-dandy Mother Rogue, coming to you from my sewing room, where I am wrapping up my day at the office, which includes, well, my sewing room is my home office, drinking copious amounts of water because I'm on a diet and I've got this great new app on my new Apple Watch, which is supposed to keep me on my diet and fitness plan. And it bounces up and reminds me every 2 hours to drink plenty of water. The only problem with drinking water, now water is a fabulous weight loss tool, and we'll come back to the topic at hand in a moment, which is non-residential parenting. Water is a fabulous weight loss tool. There's a fact out there that tells you that if you think you're hungry and you've just eaten or you don't think you should eat, have a glass of water. It is perfectly, almost, don't quote me on this, equally possible that you're not actually craving food, you're just dehydrated and you need water. And that's in addition to the usual, yeah, water makes your stomach feel full, which cures your, or doesn't cure, but eases the hunger pangs. Here's the only problem with water. Water makes you go to the bathroom a lot, a real lot. And the more you drink, the more you have to go to the bathroom. So yes, it definitely does flush out your system and it has all of these great health benefits, whether you're dieting or not. But if you're going to use it as a weight loss tool, invest in Scott, Charmin, or get the other one. Maybe the Charmin with the bears that say enjoy the go. Moving on. Really, my bathroom habits, my diet, that's not something that should probably be broadcast over the internet. Speaking of things that should not be broadcast over Wi-Fi and or should not be broadcast, period. And bringing us back to parenting and co-parenting, folks, the one thing that we should not be doing with our fearless co-parents is texting. Now, let me qualify that. Absolutely, you should be using text to confirm, I'll pick Johnny up at 5 p.m. at the McDonald's, or I'm running late, I'll drop him off at 5:30 instead of 5. If you're a long-distance parent and you're just crossing the border into your state, into the state where your child lives, yeah, by all means, text your fearless co-parent. I'm on my way. I'm in the state. It's also a great way if you have kids that can text or are older or are so inclined. It's a great way to stay in touch with your kids. It is not a good way to communicate things like, can you call the doctor and make a change, or in Johnny's schedule, or you can't see your child this weekend because there's a family event. Can we switch? These are all not good things to be texting. These are things that you should communicate via email or talk about on the phone. Here's why. Text is, and by the way, across the board, I am not a fan of text. I'm not a fan of instant message either, but I can deal with instant message a little bit better than I can deal with text. Text is great for, I need you to pick up milk at the grocery store, or I lost you in the cavern that is Lowe's. Come back before you spend my paycheck and yours combined. Or, help, help, I'm trapped by this Sephora makeup person. Come rescue me by glaring down at me and telling me not to use your credit card. God, I wish my husband had done that, current husband, more often. There's a blog on Read Actively coming about my Sephora Very Important Beauty VIB experience. It was not pretty for my credit cards. Didn't make much difference on my face. So anyway, text is not good for communicating anything more than quick one-offs about coordinating schedules and things like that with a co-parent. And the reason why, and I know people get into, and I've seen it on the distance parenting boards, and I've done it myself. People get into text wars where you're rattling off rapid fire, and there's this device that allows you to communicate instantly with someone without even thinking about what you're going to say. That is definitely not cool. And if you'll excuse me, I will be right back. My phone's ringing. Hello again. So, where was I before my husband called to tell me he's on his way home? Husband number two, which is technically husband number one, by the way. Well, whichever, the one I'm currently married to. It's been one of those kind of days. So, back to text messaging. The last thing you want to do, and I've seen this come across the message boards a few times for distance parents, which is why I'm kind of addressing it here. The last thing you want to do ever is get into a text war with a co-parent. You do not want to be standing at someone's desk. Desk. I'm standing at a desk. Chris, wake up. You do not want to be standing at your ex's front door, having a back and forth in front of your kid about visitation. You don't want to be arguing with them via text message late into the night about anything. Number one, they're your ex. There is really no reason other than child to be communicating with them unless you're best friends. Number two, and some people are, hey, it works for them. Number two, it's just not a good thing. First of all, nothing is deletable in the virtual world. And a text message doesn't provide you with, if you are stuck with one of those persnickety co-parents. A text message, or persnickety is my polite word for saying pain in the ass. A text message doesn't provide you with what you really need with it, which is documentation that the other parent's being a pain in the ass. Oh, God, I just realized I swore. Yeah, definitely one of those days today. Well, anyway, you don't want to do that. Number one, you don't want to do that to yourself. Number two, you really don't want to do that to your kid. The best way to handle an argument with a fearless co-parent, and the best way to handle the A number one argument that most fearless co-parents have, which is, you didn't release my child to me on given date, is to let it go. As hard, as sucky, as nasty, as rotten as that is, both for you and your child, let it go and send a documented email when you've calmed down or requesting a reason why. A text message is admissible, I think. Don't quote me on this, but you can take a picture of your phone, so I don't know why it wouldn't be admissible in court. And it shows that you, not your fearless, not your ex, are the unstable one. The moment you lose your temper in a battle, whether it be over visitation or the cost of milk with the grandmother in the aisle, in the produce aisle or the dairy aisle of the grocery store, the moment you lose your temper, even if you're in the right, if you don't lose the argument entirely, you look bad. And your co-parent, well, their job is to get on your nerves. Why? Not because they're malicious or particularly nasty, but because they're your ex. That is exactamundo what they do. They get on our nerves. They drive us crazy. Come on. They're exes for a reason. Don't get sucked into any of that. Number one, you don't have to. And number two, you're too smart. And number three, it hurts your kid. So if something goes awry with a co-parent, and by the way, as a writer, I happen to hate all forms of communication except live and in person, where you can actually see someone's face. Sorry for the noise. I'm on my way to a networking event to do that crazy thing I do called make a living and assure my son's future. But anywho, first of all, getting back to my original point, you need, oh, yay, I've achieved my movement goal for today. I've got a bullseye on my iWatch. Whoops, sorry, folks. Again, I'm sorry, it's been one of those days. Probably because I had to rein myself in from losing my temper at my ex-husband. Okay, everybody happy? This happens. You don't want to lose your temper. You don't want to give the other side something to jab at you or jeer at you about, which is what losing your temper does. You don't want to expose your kids to that. And if there ever is a custody battle or ever a reason to go back to court, you don't want somebody who may or may not like you, but is fighting a battle that is equally important on their side, to have something to throw up that says, oh, hey, so-and-so is unstable. Look, they sent me this lovely text grant. Worse, you don't want to end up a bad Twitter or Facebook meme. Don't do it to yourself. Step back. Keep your cool. Come back. Don't say a word until you're out of earshot, eye shot, whatever it is, of the other person, of the person, the co-parent, and document. And even if they don't respond, capture, you know, tell them, hey, look, I need a response within X date. And if they don't respond, pause for the low-flying plane. 3, 2, 1. If they don't respond, that's a response as well. Just snap a picture of your inbox or whatever. But don't lose your cool. And the other reason you don't want to do that, by the way, is because if you're a parent, whichever one of you has your child's, is supplying your child's cell phone, if you're anything like my ex and I, where we monitor everything that, you know, my son's communications carefully and passively keep an eye on what he sends out and what he receives, your phone is your cell phone account, especially with Apple. Apple's really bad for this. Your cell phone text messaging account is connected to your kids. So, for instance, a family share plan, an Apple ID, a uniform Apple ID, all of that's connected. So there's a very good chance that your kid's going to see whatever you guys are ranting and raving back and forth about. And you don't want that either. So I am off to network. Hopefully I won't have to go pee while I'm there. I've had a lot of water today. As always, if you are looking for me, please look me up on because-autism.blog or Christina, C-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Christina, C-R-I-S-T-I-N-A-M-R-6-8 at readactively.org. Readactively is one word. Or you can check me out on readactively.org. Your feedback's important. Your stories are important. You are important. And you're all fabulous parents. Just set that phone down when you get mad. You guys probably don't have that problem. It's probably me. This is the Mother Rogue signing off.